and welcome to the Wilderness of Creativity. Today we are talking to our very special guest, playwright and PhD researcher Stacey Moon Tracy. With a BA Honours degree in Drama and Theatre Arts from Goldsmiths, University of London, her academic journey has led her to work in a variety of education and community settings as a freelance drama workshop leader, playwright and facilitator. Stacey graduated with a Master's in Writing for Performance from the University of Derby in 2018, which culminated in an original stage play called Burning Butterflies. Stacey is currently in the final stages of completing her PhD at Coventry University, where she's focusing on playwriting as arts-based practice to explore the COVID-19 experiences of ICU nurses, and has recently received funding from Arts Council England to further develop her play Critical Care. Because I've not done anything like this before and I've not used Riverside, and the pressure of making sure that, you know, you can get in and we can record it okay. And I'm just so glad that Sarah was on hand, because we could have been here for hours going, I can't hear you. Like, no.
It's like back to the old lockdown days, isn't it, when everyone started using Teams and Zoom.
I know. Well, I only did a little bit of online teaching, because obviously the first lockdown came in March and then they sent me home from work because I was pregnant. So I only did a little bit. But I don't know, I kind of liked it. It was different.
Yeah, it's accessible.
Yeah,
easier
exactly.
In some ways, but it's just not, it's not always the most engaging.
Being creative every day, all day, and facilitating other people being creative, it's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to be really mindful of that and really careful that you're doing something for yourself, which is good that you're doing this, because I got to that point of going, I've lost myself, and hence changing my whole life trajectory.
Where are you with your research now?
Yeah, I'm in the writing up phase of the thesis now, so it's a really weird, lonely phase. And you sit there thinking, I'm just writing. Why is this so draining and feel so anxiety inducing? But I think it's because you're trying to convey 3 years of work into such a small amount of words, really, relatively. And also the writing kind of is helping you to formulate really what you're trying to say. And so there's a lot of thinking that's been going on. And plus it's the fear, or, you know, it's a constant pressure of like, I've got to send this to someone now for them to look at. But, you know, so you've got to really constantly be objective about that and try not to be oversensitive to it.
And not take it personally, especially when you're trying to manage work, life, children. You feel like you're splitting yourself into, you know, different people and wearing different hats the whole time. And that in itself is creative. This episode is really an opportunity for us to talk about the process of you writing Critical Care, and talk about when you are thinking about writing, the environment that you write in, what you do when you hit a wall, when you just don't feel like, you know, the ideas aren't flowing, because I think part of it is being in the flow. I thought it would also be really interesting to talk about why you decided to come back, you know, and why the East Midlands, because, you know, you really have sort of carved out this network of people that you're working with, and it has been a real journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, still definitely on that journey. Still don't feel like I've not quite got out of the slow lane yet, but that's fine, because I think I put lots of expectations on myself, but actually since doing the PhD, I guess I've really started to learn more about who I am and what I really want to do and why I'm doing it.
Because if I think back to like when we first met, like I instantly could tell that you were very clear about what you wanted to do. So from the youth theatre programme at the Palace Theatre. Where did you go next? Because we kind of went off on our separate paths a little bit. You went to work at the college, didn't you?
West Knox College, yeah. So I got offered maternity cover, and